Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Welcome back, freakos, to the Matt and Ramona Podcast. So glad you're back. Or first-timers, we hug you. Yeah, but scare you away. We won't hug you. Virtual, maybe.
We're not huggers anyway.
I know we're not. I know. And even when hugging comes back, I'm going to have to remind people, you remember, I'm not a hugger.
Yeah.
This last year and a half, it's just been, you know, good, right. Fine.
I know you've been craving a hug, but I'm not your go-to guy.
Yeah, have you forgotten? Have you forgotten?
Yeah.
You can chime in at any point with comments on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page, or individually, Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, Brent Bandy Harlan, and Carrie Doc Bowser.
Please do. We love the feedback. We like to talk to people.
Yes, we do.
We're lonely.
Well, we like to on Facebook, but we don't like to, like, we're walking down the street. But listeners, no.
Yeah, on Facebook. Yeah. Yeah.
But I do like talking to people, basically. I just like to do it on my time, on my schedule. I'm rushing to a jerk. All right. So we're going to talk to Bob and Sherry later on. There, we like talking to them. And we're just some weird stories, man. Bob's got this really weird story about a pet his kid had. Bandy's got his bumblefoot problem with his guinea pig. We'll get into that as we go along. We begin with a news nut that you did this week that has me intrigued, and I want video. There's so many things I want.
Disgusted's not part of that?
No, not disgusted at all.
I'm pretty grossed out by this. A 67-year-old guy in Thailand went to the doctor over the weekend after 3 weeks where he couldn't stop passing gas. So just constantly crop dusting.
You don't want to be working with that dude.
No, you don't want to be anywhere near him.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't stop, there is something definitely wrong. And why did you wait 3 weeks?
Well, because you just assume you had some, you know, little sickness, a little
something I ate for 3 weeks.
Right.
What disease makes you pass gas for 3 weeks?
I'm assuming he's a bachelor and works from home because, you know, a few days in, my wife would be like, all right, you got to get that checked out.
Yeah, because you're rotting on the inside. I mean,
maybe it doesn't smell. Maybe it's not loud.
Maybe, but I bet it could be hilarious to be around. Anyway, it turned out the reason they couldn't stop passing gas for 3 weeks is he had a 59-foot tapeworm in his body. 59 feet.
Over five stories, almost six stories. If you stretched it out, a six-story high building.
Yeah. Now, how long are your intestines when they're stretched out? 22 feet.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. If you stretched out an adult's small intestine, it'd be 22 feet long.
Okay. I just found a picture of it.
Oh, you did?
Yes. The longest tapeworm in Thailand emerges from man's rectum. Nearly killed him.
Yeah. Doesn't say anything about killing, but nearly killed him. But yeah. Oh, man. Look at him measuring it. You have
28 parasitic eggs.
Oh my gosh, I have to put this up on the Matt Ramona Facebook page because they have it like stretched out on a tarp and with a measuring tape. I haven't seen that
one yet. Really?
And it's so long that it's like zigzagged. It looks like somebody took some icing or something. Because
the one I see, it's in like a beaker of something. I haven't gotten to see the long version.
Yeah, it's like coiled around on a tarp. But doctors think he got it from eating raw beef. And believe it or not, this tapeworm isn't the longest one that's ever been reported.
No way.
The record is 82 feet, which got pulled out of a guy in India. So,
wow, 82 feet.
Yeah. So you would think after 3 weeks of passing gas nonstop and a 59-foot tapeworm, at least you could have the record for the longest. But no, you're only second place, man.
No, man, that's a bummer. It's the longest, but it is the longest in Thailand, I think. So you can go with that anyway. Is,
you're longest.
You got
Thailand,
something,
are you competitive enough? Where you're like, I'm going to eat some more raw beef.
I'm carrying that around in a jar. To anybody who looks,
see if I can't top 82 feet next time.
Tapeworms can live inside of a human for more than 25 years, it says. I just looked up.
Wow.
This guy, it can't grow that fast, right? So he had to be in some sort of pain at some point. It says tapeworms are usually typically, platinum can grow 4 to 28 inches is normal if you find one.
Wow.
28 inches is normal. And this guy, that's 2 feet. And this guy had 50 feet, 57 feet, 59 feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it looks that's insane.
And in the beaker, it looks like kind of like fettuccine Alfredo.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
At least noodles or something.
But, yes. Yes.
Okay. I think we've grossed everyone out enough. But.
Yes. This says, do tapeworms come out of your bum at night? Was the big question.
Oh,
female worms come outside to lay eggs and the skin around your. If you scratch the area, the bags get in your fingers and your nails and you wipe it off. Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm disgusted. Let's move on. Move along.
Oh, there's videos of 32-foot one coming out. I don't want to watch that.
Well, yeah. You Google that on your own time.
Yeah, do that on your own time. But I think you'll enjoy it, people. I also saw this kind of newsy, nutty type of thing. This guy in Tennessee named Nick Slatton. He won $1 million, he had $1 million lottery ticket. And he was running around running errands with his $1 million lottery ticket.
What?
Yes.
Running errands.
Yes. And he lost it.
What?
Yes.
What are you doing, Nick?
He found the money and said, you know, he knew he found the ticket, $1 million the night before, but instead of taking the day off, he went out running errands, helped his brother go to the auto parts store. An hour after helping his brother out, the lucky lottery winner realized he couldn't find his ticket anywhere. So he retraced his steps.
Wow.
It's $1 million ticket. And someone's stepping over it right now, he said. He found it. It was the winning lottery ticket near the driver's side door of another car at the auto parts store.
Oh, my gosh.
So
let's say you're driving home from work and you stop at a gas station. You buy a lottery ticket. You get home. You find out it's the Millie Maker. Are you getting up the next morning and setting an alarm to go run errands?
Or are you
setting the alarm and finding out when the lottery office opens so you can drive directly there with a police escort?
I know, or something. I mean, I've often thought about if I had one of those big ones, like I would almost have to, I have a fire safe.
Yeah.
That I think I'd put it in right away.
Yeah.
And the next morning I'd take said safe or something and drive somewhere. But I'm even afraid, what if I wreck the car or something?
This guy is
running errands to like Riley Auto Parts or whatever.
And going to go pick up an oil filter.
It was O'Reilly.
I do like O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly. $1 million ticket. So he has a fiance who probably would have dumped him if he lost it, but they're going to buy a house and blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God.
I don't get the ability to just shove it in my pocket with some old Kleenexes.
It's $1 million, whatever. Around.
I gotta
go meet my brother at the auto parts.
Come on. That is just,
why can't this happen to us?
I know. Can imagine, I don't know how I would continue with life if I had lost it. It would beat me up all the time
I would just sit out side of that O'Reilly's auto parts store and just cry every day. sob in my car.
And it makes me see if I ever see a lottery ticket, and I've seen them on the ground before, but I don't pick them up. I think I'm gonna have to start doing that now because there may be another dope like this guy out there somewhere.
Just wash your hands, please.
In other news, a funeral that Bandy and I can get behind, a Viking funeral.
Yes. Why can't
they light you on fire?
Yeah, burn me.
Burn me. Baby, burn. Maine is trying to make it legal to do this. As of now, there's a couple places in Colorado, I guess you can burn, but there's like a lot of rules behind it and whatnot. But Maine is getting behind this thing, or at least it's in the state legislature to make you be able to, or let you light up your loved one in a blaze of glory. Game of Thrones style.
Yeah, when I think of a Viking funeral, though, I'm not thinking necessarily about burning someone on 20 acres of land. I'm thinking about throwing them in a boat, and then you've got to shoot a fiery bow and arrow on top of the hay or whatever he's laying on, pier.
That is a little bit misleading, the headline.
Yeah.
And you have to go to one of these nonprofit places that will do it, but it is a little misleading. But I guess you could build a boat and put them on there. You just wouldn't be in the water.
Now, the landlocked Vikings, and I know this because I've been watching Vikings on History Channel, landlocked Vikings often would just have a boat set up on a pier and they'd burn the bodies.
Okay.
Outdoors. So
why waste a good boat?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, I'd like a sword in my hand.
Yeah. And could you, I mean, technically, maybe you could go in international waters and do it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah. I mean, come on. It's just my body. I'm not that toxic to the environment. Yeah,
no, no. burial of cremated remains. I'm trying to find, I looked up burial at sea, but they're talking about human human remains. They're not talking about the whole body. So I assume you can't do it.
I mean, people throw ashes in lakes and rivers all the time.
Who cares? Yeah. There's a couple places in Colorado, as I said, but I'm all for a big show like that.
That's right. Yeah. Just harvest our organs, take everything that's usable, and then burn us.
Right. Would you go for the ability to make s'mores in your fire, in your body fire?
If somebody's into that, if they're thinking, ah, he looks, that's a good toasting marshmallow fire.
Yeah. I think I'd be okay with it. I mean, I'd be more than okay with it. I'd love to
sit around and tell ghost stories while we roast marshmallows on my dead body.
Yes. Some people would probably find that disturbing.
Yeah, I think most people would.
You think they would?
Cooking? I'm on the border. And this is my funeral. So.
But you're not even eating your own burnt marshmallow from your remains.
But you know what? I'm dead. So what do I care?
What do you care? Yeah. Bob and Sherry. Hello. Ooh,
Bob and Sherry.
Here.
Hey, hey. Earlier this week, we were talking with Bandy. Bandy has a couple of nieces that live with him, and they brought along a guinea pig. Perhaps the world's worst pet.
Yeah.
But so I had sent you a text asking if you've ever lived the guinea pig horror. And I know Bob has, but Bandy, tell them what just the mini version of what has gone down with your guinea pigs in the last few days.
Well, we have two rescue guinea pigs rescue. And they came to us in pretty bad shape. So one of them kind of had some matted hair around his behind area that I had to trim up because
his wife's not home. And so he's in charge.
Yes, so, I'm in charge. My wife was embarrassed.
Please give us every bit of the detail on that.
I will. I just want to hear it all. I trimmed each one with pairs of but my wife was embarrassed because we had to take the one of them to the vet for bumblefoot, which I had to look up because I'd never heard of bumblefoot before.
But bumblefoot sounds cute, doesn't
it?
Bumblefoot.
Wait, time out. Bumblefoot is not the animal's name. It's the medical condition.
Yes.
Right on.
I think you've had a cousin that had that, didn't you, Sherry, at one time?
Because Bumblefoot does sound like a Disney character, right?
Either that or a very happy rock band, you know? Yeah.
We're the town drunk.
Gentlemen, Bumblefoot.
there's a puppy.
So I have to hold him.
Sherry has picked up her puppy. So you had to go for Bumblefoot, which is like the padding of the paw.
Right. It's an infection on the paw that you have to apply antibiotic salve or ointment to it several times a day and help the pigs soak their foot.
I bet they love it.
The bumblefoot. Oh, yeah. They absolutely love it.
The guinea pig has to have his foot soaked.
Yes.
So I give a salon.
Yeah. I'm giving a guinea pig a pedicure every day, pretty much.
now, is the bumblefoot connected to the sanitary rectal trim that you opened with? Separate afflictions?
They are separate. They are sadly separate afflictions.
Which did you enjoy more?
I think we should ask the guinea pig. So like he's a couple hundred dollars down the drain for the bumblefoot.
Honestly, I enjoyed the trimming better than the bumblefoot. The trimming didn't cost anything. The bumblefoot cost me $200.
Yeah. How much did the bumblefoot cost
$200 for vet visit and medicine. And
Bandy, how many times a day did you have to get the guinea pig to soak its foot? I can't imagine the guinea pig just stuck its foot out there into the tub and was gracious about it.
No, I have to go and get some carrots and hold it and let it soak in a little so Tupperware dish of this solution that they gave me, plus apply salve to the pads of this guinea pig, who hates me and bites me and just is, I don't understand guinea pigs, why they were ever domesticated in the first place. People just get a dog or a cat. It's much
Are you
easier.
With him, Bob? I mean, you live the guinea pig horror.
I think we had a guinea pig. I don't remember anything about the guinea pig, but we had for a very short period of time, we had Fuzzball, which was a hamster.
Is that a disease?
No.
You wore your jock too long.
Fuzzball was the hamster, I think, pet for my daughter Allie's third grade class. So everybody got to take Fuzzball home at least once. And I did not know Fuzzball was coming home. And so Fuzzball is there and he's running around the house.
Or not in a cage, just free range.
He's out of the cage. And then, of course, you know, third grader, she just walked away. And the thing is running around the house. I walk in the back door and I see this rodent-like thing. I threw a towel over Fuzzball and karate chopped him to death.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yes. Yes.
So the next day, Allie had to address the class and had to explain that her father killed the class pet.
Oh, my. So wait, now, did she come back into the room post, you know, trauma, or was
she didn't see the remains of Fuzzball.
Her mother did, though.
Her mother.
Oh, did. I bet that went over well.
Oh, it. It did not, but I understand. I understand. Allie just stood in front of the class and went, "My father came home and Fuzzball was running around," and all the kids are going, "Yes, yes." Yeah. And then he thought he was a rat and he karate chopped Fuzzball to death. And all the kids went, okay. Because kids in third grade are bloodless.
They
really are.
Right. So they look like, yeah.
Didn't the teacher say something like, "And you all know that Allie's daddy is on the radio."
Yeah, let's make that very clear.
I feel for you, man. That shows a lot of love on your part to take
that. Wow. Well, then, you know,
the other thing is you spent $200 on a hamster. I'm sorry, a guinea pig. When I was 10 years old, I had an ingrown toenail and my parents had just gone broke and she took me to the doctor and it was killing me, this ingrown toenail. And the doctor said, "Well, I'm going to have to cut it, you know, cut into it and cut it open. We're going to give him some Novocaine to numb his toe. And it'll be another $25. And my mother said, "Go ahead and go without it." I have been afraid of podiatrists ever since.
Well, listen,
I've never known pain like that.
I'm just guessing that if Bandy had gone to Mrs. Bandy and said, "I need $200 worth of foot soaking," she would have laughed and said, "No."
Right. Good point. Good
DIY,
point.
DIY, buddy. Google that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right.
Even if he said he had bumblefoot, she's like, "I don't care what bumblefoot is. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't care what it is.
Rub
You're
some
going
dirt
out.
On it and walk it
just
off.
Just walk it off. Bumblefoot. I know. It is a great, if you're going to have a disease, I mean, that sounds like a happy one.
It does. It sounds like something a hobbit would have.
Yes. Right. Yes.
So, Bandy, the suspense is killing me. Were you successful in curing this animal of its bumblefoot?
Well, we are in day three today. So far, so good. She's getting used to it, but we'll see. We'll see. If I have to go back to the doctor.
I don't know who's in charge, like the PR people behind guinea pigs, because honestly, I know you're going to get calls and letters or whatever, you know, letters, whatever, Facebook messages when I say that it's such a crappy pet. It's horrible.
Literally.
It craps all the time. It's high maintenance.
It's a tough road. It is.
Bob's daughter Allie brought a guinea pig home, probably also from school. And and that was at the stage in her life where she didn't throw any trash away in her bedroom. And the guinea pig just feasted on all the snacks and Wendy's bags and everything else. But the guinea pig had to stay in her bedroom behind a closed door because on the other side of the door was the family dog. And all the dog wanted was to eat the guinea pig.
Oh,
without a doubt. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. What happened? The Harris family got some guinea pigs because he was like, okay, that's the thing up from the hamster, but not quite the dog. You know, it's kind of that's how it's pitched, you know, but it's a lot more work than either of them. And we had it. Now, fortunately, my wife found out she's allergic to hay. Sort of. She did break out. Like,
that's the story anyway. Yeah,
so we gave the guinea pigs to a friend of our kids. And in like day two, their dog ate one of the guinea pigs right in front of the little girl. It was just shaking in its mouth like a rag doll.
Oh, no.
Nice tragic story.
I feel so much better about the karate chop.
No witnesses to Fuzzball's murder, Matt.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, my hands are clean. Yeah.
Your hands are clean. Oh, you let you. Yeah. I'll wait for that Netflix true crime documentary, Lacey, and I'll see you on there with that. The remains of a hamster. We'll break it down.
Good luck, Sandy.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Well, this has been uplifting.
Really, it has.
I guess the only really good news here is that you haven't had to do that sanitary trim more than the one time.
That's true. Good. That's true. Never
let's
again.
Go out on a high note.
Yeah.
You're always on the bright side. That's
no more butt trimming for me.
Well, at least
you know, Bobby Bumblefoot would have been a great radio name for me. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not too late, Bob. It's not too late.
Our trim my butt hair would have been a good tattoo, I think, too. You guys, always a treat. What dog do you have in your lap there, Sherry?
This is Sam Nash. And as soon as he heard your voices, he decided that he needed to go out and he started barking and getting hysterical. So I had to hold him for the entire break.
Yes.
Can you see mine down here?
Oh, yeah.
So, Bandy, if it makes you feel any better.
He's just in the sunshine.
Bandy, this dog, according to the pet psychic, has a head full of buzzing. He has to wear a diaper. And in the pandemic... What? This girl doing the sanitary trim on his groin.
No way.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
What are we in the club? I'm not in the club.
When I told Bob, I'm having to give Sam a sanitary trim. Bob said, "You've been doing that to management at the station."
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's perfect. Bob and Sherry, peace out, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks to Bob and Sherry again. If you want to sign up to make a s'more in my burnt body after I die, hit me up on Facebook.
Do we really need to sign up for that?
Well, we can only have so many people gathered around.
Oh, you're right. It'll be just too many people to show up.
Too many people. Hit up the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Also, just check out all the weird videos that Bandy puts up throughout the week. And some. We also put up, God, I'm losing my mind today. I keep going, you know, what do we call the Zooms or whatever? What do you call them? Video podcast?
Yeah, our video Zoomcast.
There you go.
We talk about the latest one is Ramona's horrified at the idea of cooking an entire chicken.
Yeah, please rate and comment in the section below. It's Matt and Ramona. Thank you again. Have a good day.